our phone lines. They are open for you right now. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you got a question about retirement planning, we've got the go-to guys with us this morning, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. As mentioned, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website for Kloss Financial. It's just that, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. And to join us this morning on the program, regular numbers to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As mentioned, joining us this morning, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. CJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Happy Thursday, Sean.
Happy Thursday to you. Great to talk with you, CJ. Eric, how have you been?
I'm doing great, Sean.
Did you get vacation time? Have you been off the past few weeks, haven't you? You're lucky.
Yeah, I was off last week, and you went on with the show without me, so I guess it can go.
It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. It's great to have you both along, and we've got a great conversation ahead. As I look at the calendar right now, yeah, we're mid-year, and we're going to be talking near enough to mid-year, and we're going to be talking about mid-year tax hacks, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. A couple of great things about the program. I mentioned the phone lines. They are open for you at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you'd like to join us, another great feature of the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It's your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Tell you a little bit more later on the program on how you can win that. Little tip, though, listen closer to the program. Not only get a lot of great information, but oftentimes, just about every time, both the question and answer come up each week during the program. And before we start talking about mid-year taxes and as we kind of work our way down the stretch, let's actually look back at last week's program, get the Kloss Quiz Question Week question and answer there as well.
Yes, our question last week was a true or false question, and it was diversification is about spreading your investments across different asset types to reduce risk. Now, our winner from last week was Jeff from Sun Prairie, who knew that the answer to that was true. So congratulations to Jeff, and thanks everybody for listening.
Great work, Jeff, and you too can be like Jeff by simply paying attention to the program and being the first caller. Again, we'll tell you how you can do that a little bit later on in the program. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about tax hacks and some considerations for the mid-year stretch. What do we need to know, CJ?
Yeah, so today's show is all about taxes and making sure that you're on track to have a successful tax filing season, hopefully without too many surprises. As Eric can attest, all too often our clients and general public, when we meet with them, wait too long to start asking questions about tax optimization strategies. Often by the time people start asking questions about these, you know, tax mitigation strategies, it's often too late in the calendar year to make any, you know, affordable or significant solutions, or I should say adjustments. Mm-hmm. Therefore, since we're nearing the middle of 2025, which is kind of crazy to say, we thought we should slow down and dedicate a show to some mid-year tax strategies and questions you should be asking yourself. So here are some of those questions and strategies. You know, starting with questions, are you withholding appropriately from your income sources? Have you had any significant life changes, or do you anticipate any significant life changes before year end that could impact the amount you should be withholding from your working income? Do you owe or get a refund from last year from the feds or the state? Have you made any adjustments this year to your account for the prior year's under or over withholding? So these are just some high-level questions for you to be thinking about as it relates to kind of mid-year pauses. We often find that individuals or couples are so excited to be done filing their income taxes in March or April that they fail to make any meaningful adjustments the following year to avoid any under or over withholding. So now is a great time to pause and ask yourself if you made any of these adjustments to your withholdings this year to compensate for last year's problems. And if not, you should. Even if your taxes were perfect last year, so some people go, yeah, I was fine. I only owed, you know, $500, or I got $1,000 back, so I'm fine. Okay, well, stick with me. Even if your taxes were perfect last year, you should still ask yourself if there's any significant changes or differences about this year compared to last year. Here's some examples of significant changes that you might want to consider. Number one, did you receive a significant pay raise or decline? Are you expecting or have you received a large bonus this year? Are you for the first time vesting some non-qualified stock options or restricted stock units? Were there any changes in the ways that you're compensated, like moving from W-2 to 1099 compensation? Are you starting to generate some income from an online business or like a side hustle? Now, while this is certainly not a comprehensive list of these significant changes in income from one year to the next, hopefully it gets your mind thinking critically about this. If anything I've mentioned makes you think there could be something you need to review, then we would highly suggest working with a good accountant or CPA who can help you decipher what, if anything, needs to be adjusted to avoid any major tax filing surprises in the new year. The good news is that by asking these questions now, you have ample time before the end of the year to make adjustments that hopefully will avoid any major swings in your personal cash flow.
Well laid out there from C.J. Kloss. Of course, C.J. Kloss and Eric Schwartz, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Haven't mentioned to you about checking out the website. Not only can you get to know the team at Kloss Financial, including C.J. and Eric, and of course, Malia and others at Kloss Financial, their bios there. You can learn about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. Comes in your inbox. Got a link to the most recent programs podcast. It also has a little snapshot of what's been going on in the market. So, again, a great service, great thing for you. Just head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that first get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. So, Eric, what about estimated tax payments? I hear, people that are, own the small businesses are talking about quarterly estimates and things like that, but people have never paid a quarterly estimate in their life. What's going on there? What's that all about?
It's a great question, yes. Sean. And I think when people hear quarterly estimated tax payments, I think often people associate it with, oh, I need to pay more taxes than I would have. But really, what you're doing is prepaying some of the tax that you will owe at tax time. So, estimated tax payments, they're basically just a way for individuals and businesses to pay income tax that are going to be due at the end of the year, if not paid earlier. And this is typically on earnings that are not subject to regular tax withholding. So think of it this way. After the end of the calendar year, in most circumstances, you're going to owe some federal and state income taxes based upon all of the various sources of income that you've received throughout the year. So Let's look at some examples of these income sources. You've probably seen these on your tax return. So cash tips, Social Security income, pension income, rental property, lease payments that you receive, gambling winnings. I know everybody's for sure reporting all of that. Interest income, dividend income, capital gains from selling a stock or other appreciated asset. W-2 wages from your employer. And then if you're a contractor, 1099 payments. Now, there are many more to add to the list, but these are some of the more common ones that we see. And pretty much all of these sources of income, they have various required federal and or state income tax consequences that you'll need to be accounting for at the end of the year when you go to file your income taxes for the prior year. The question becomes then, do all of these income sources, including all of those that I mentioned above, and many others, do they automatically pay the federal government and the state where I reside before they actually pay me? Simple answer here is no. So if we think about like a W-2, for example, that's really straightforward. Your employer is withholding federal and usually state income taxes, and they are sending those into the IRS or the Department of Revenue in advance, right? But if you have substantial earned income sources or unearned income sources that do not withhold federal and or state income taxes prior to you actually receiving the dollars, you'll probably need to make quarterly estimated tax payments. And you need to do this to avoid any penalties Since it's generally not allowable by states or the federal government to just wait till the end of the year and pay all of your tax that is due, the IRS wants you to pay taxes as you earn the income. They are not very patient when it comes to actually getting the tax payments. So how does this work in practice? What you would need to do is, the first step is you need to basically estimate what you think your annual income will be for the year. And then based on, you know, various deductions and things like that, what your actual tax liability will be. Now, this is where you very likely would need to pull in an accountant to help you out, which is why we often see small business owners and folks who have more income sources outside of just like a W-2 or even a 1099. This is where we see them working with accountants to make sure that they're doing all of this correctly in advance. But when you, after you've done that estimation of income and tax liability, if you estimate that you'll owe more than about $1,000 in federal or state taxes, you should generally divide that amount into quarterly payments and make these payment amounts by the quarterly due dates, which are April 15th, June 15th, September 15th, and January 15th. And the IRS is quite specific about those dates. So if we are you know, a few days late, there can still be some interest penalties due on those dollars. And I know, Sean, I know if we have accountants or CPAs listening, they are probably saying, wow, that is quite an oversimplification of how all of this works. And we hear you. You are not wrong about that. But we are here on the radio speaking to the general public. So this gives everybody a general sense of why they might need to make quarterly estimated tax payments, along with when those payments might be due. And then we'll trust our friends in the accounting profession to implement it all correctly.
One of the things I really like about this show is the way you guys are always able to kind of keep this stuff very good information, but keeping it general enough that, you know, we all understand it, and at the same time know that, you know, maybe I do fit in these boxes and maybe further exploration. And that's one of the great things that we get a chance to talk with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial each and every week. And if you miss part of a program, whether it's today's show or you want to listen back to a previous program, don't forget you can always listen at ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can listen and subscribe to the podcast right at the website. Of course, you can always give them a call at Claus Financial. They'd love to talk with you. 608-442-5637. That first call, that first conversation, that get-to-know-you appointment, not going to cost you a thing. It'll be complimentary to you at Claus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Eric next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, CJ Claus and Eric Schwartz. You can learn more online, the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week, as we're kind of getting close to mid-year, getting you ready for tax season and getting you prepared and things to keep in mind. And had a great rundown in that last segment about estimated tax payments. What about record keeping? I got to guess, keeping good records of your income sources and potential deductions, it's probably pretty important here as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. So given that the emphasis of our show today is around mid-year tax hacks and suggestions, we should emphasize how important it is to develop a good record-keeping system for all your income sources and your potential expense deductions in any calendar year. So starting with the basics, you should obviously keep good records of all your income sources and tax documents that arrive in the new year for the previous tax year. Some of these income sources will send you a tax document, and some of these income sources will not. Examples of these income sources and tax documents might include a W-2, 1099s, whether it be 1099-R or DIV or INT, a self-employment income, rental income, alimony received, gambling winnings, jury duty pay, etc., etc. Beyond your sources of income and the supporting tax documents that might arrive in the new year, you should also keep good records of any possible deductible expenses or contributions. Some of those expenses or contributions you might want to consider documenting and keeping good records of include mileage logs for business miles or charitable travel, donation items donated item receipts and logs, you know, think like Goodwill or St. Vinny's, home office expenses, state and local taxes like property tax bills, mortgage interest expenses that typically show up on a Form 1098, charitable contributions, casualty and theft losses, education expenses, retirement account contributions, child care expenses, think of a purchase and sale of like a rental property, and then health savings account contributions. So again, while these are not comprehensive lists of income sources or deductible expenses or contributions, this should at least give get you started on the types of items you may need to record in a file for when you eventually go to file your income taxes in the new year. Now, I don't know about you, but when I hear lists like this, I start to clearly understand why people often hire accountants to file their income taxes. Again, maybe it's just me. But by the way, I'm actually formally trained in tax. Not that I, you know, am an enrolled agent or CPA. I don't file income taxes for clients. However, we do have somebody on staff who does that, by the way, for our team, for our clients. But even for me, so again, formally trained in tax, we have a person on our team who does this. I mean, I'm reviewing literally hundreds of tax returns a year, so I'm quite competent on how the IRS or how the tax code works. And yet, do you think I file my own income taxes? Nope. So I'm not saying everyone should have an accountant file their taxes, but wow, there is a lot to know and keep track of to make sure you're filing your taxes accurately and with the greatest amount of consideration for possible, you know, reductions in tax liability for deductible expenses or contributions. And listen, it's not just that there's a lot to this, because again, I generally know the things that I need to keep track of. It's more the, okay, it's enough work for me throughout the year just to gather this information, right? If I install a new furnace that has certain efficiencies for it, I'll keep a copy of the receipt. So I know these kind of hacks and things I should do. But then to take it all, curate it up to a tax return, and be aware of any minor changes in both the documentation and the filing, and then the actual submission of that return, I just don't want to do it. So I'm not saying you need to be like me, but what I am saying is do develop some good habits around keeping track of these documents, whether you're going to file it on your own or have somebody do it for you. The harsh reality is even the best accountant can't file taxes for somebody who doesn't know what they bought or contributed or sold or what their income was for the year. So make sure you try to keep good records.
As we go through this stuff too, it really reinforces the value of having a good financial team around you, and of course, people that you have a great relationship with. Speaking of great relationships and starting that conversation, great day to pick up the phone, give them a call at Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will not cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. More of Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. It comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking taxes this morning, and a lot of great points about certain areas that you may not always think about as far as saving and retaining tax documents. Let's get into kind of the realm of retirement account contributions. And of course, as retirement planning planners, you're obviously emphasizing saving into things like 401ks and IRAs or some sort. Is there anything that we should be thinking about relative to our retirement accounts that in tax optimization for the mid-year there, Eric?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the simplest ways to reduce your tax liability. Mm-hmm. Maximizing contributions to a pre-tax retirement account. It's really straightforward. It comes right out of your paycheck, and you don't even need to think about it. And we've talked about this on previous shows, but we typically suggest that people focus on maximizing the contributions through their employer-sponsored retirement plan. So think 401k, 403b, maybe a 457 plan. max out these contributions first and then consider additional retirement account contributions thereafter once you've hit that max. But just as a quick reminder, the maximum that you can generally contribute as an individual employee to a 401k or a 403b or even, you know, another similar employer-sponsored retirement plan, for 2025, that limit is $23,500 if you are under the age of 50, or you can contribute $31,000 if you are over the age of 50, or you can contribute $34,750 if you are specifically age 60, 61, 62, or 63. So given that we're talking about 2025 mid-year tax hacks and reminders here, we highly suggest that you evaluate the amount you are currently contributing to your retirement accounts, where you work, and then also consider increasing these contributions to, number one, potentially reduce your tax liability for the year, and number two, save more for the future.
Really great advice this morning. Talking with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Of course, you can get to know the team at Kloss Financial. Also listen back to podcasts. And one of the things you'll notice in the podcast, health savings account. We've talked quite a bit about those on previous programs in great depth. And of course, you can listen to those shows at klossfinancial.com. And CJ, speaking of those accounts, there are some tax benefits that are becoming more popular with them these days, isn't there?
Yeah, another great reminder. So if you have a high deductible health insurance plan through work or on your own that qualifies as an HSA, you should consider making contributions to the HSA account. These accounts can typically be established at a vendor of your employer's choosing or at your local bank if you can show them you qualify to establish one of those types of accounts. And again, this is based upon your medical insurance plan and whether or not basically the deductible is high enough. Now, there's other tests that they do to make sure it qualifies as an HSA plan, but it's basically a higher deductible. So contributions to these plans, again, just think, I've got this medical insurance plan with a high deductible, and basically because that deductible is high enough, the IRS says you qualify for this HSA account kind of thing. Often your employer will say, oh, that's through Fidelity or whoever, and you can just do it through payroll deduction. But other times you have to go set this up at your local bank. And contributions, again, to these plans are tax deductible and they grow tax free and can be used tax free for qualified medical expenses. Furthermore, you aren't typically required to use all of the money within these accounts by the end of the calendar year, so any unused amounts in the account can roll over to future years and help cover medical-related expenses. Now, as a reminder, the maximum you can generally contribute to an HSA, again, health savings account, in 2025 is $4,300 for an individual or $8,550 for a family. In addition to this, if you are over age 55, you can contribute an extra $1,000 as a catch-up contribution on top of the maximums I just mentioned. Therefore, if you have an HSA-eligible medical plan, you should consider if you have an HSA account open for contributions, along with considering trying to max out these contributions in order to reduce your taxable income for the year while having a pot of money available to cover current and or future medical-related expenses. So listen, everybody, as it relates to these accounts, these are actually one of the most tax-preferred account structures in the entire IRS code. Let me repeat that. HSA accounts are one of the most tax-preferred account structures, if not the most, that you can establish, fund, and use in the entire IRS code. And here's why. I get a deduction for federal income tax, and in many circumstances, state income tax. I get a deduction when the money goes in. I get tax-free growth while it stays in there, whether it be, you know, just earning a little bit of interest or a lot of interest. And then when I pull the money out, it's tax-free. I don't pay tax on that. And now the money has to come out for medical-related expenses. I can't just generally use it for anything. There are some rules once you get over 65 that you can pull it out, like a retirement account, but that's not the point of our show today. But here's the idea. That's like unbelievable in the IRS code. And the reason why is typically in a, like an IRA, when I put money into an IRA pre-tax and then it grows tax deferred, when I get to retirement and pull the money out, it's taxable. Or conversely, if I do a Roth IRA, when I put the money in, it's post-tax money. I've already paid tax on the money. I don't get a deduction. And then when I get to retirement, it's tax-free. Well, if you understand what an HSA is, it's the best of all of that. I both get the deduction, I get the tax-free growth, and when I pull it out to pay for medical expenses, there's no tax. Okay, I get too excited about these things. Forgive me.
For good reason.
Yes. Bottom line is, if you are eligible for one of these things, listen, that means you've got a high deductible plan. That means you are going to have expenses that are going to pop up that are deductible related expenses. I don't know about you, but I'd rather use tax-free deductible money than post-tax money. And the only thing I have to do is just like funnel it through an HSA account. So hopefully everybody gets the idea. HSA's wonderful little, you know, segment of the tax code. Highly suggest that you set up one of those accounts and make sure you're contributing, assuming you have an HSA qualifying plan.
Pretty phenomenal stuff as we talked this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. It's a great day to start that conversation. All I got to do is pick up phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Gave that telephone number because you're going to want to hold on to it because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the maximum a 45-year-old employee can contribute to their 401k plan in 2025, not including any employer contributions? Telephone number, 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. And don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always great chatting with both of you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Marty Greer of Checkout Veterinary. She comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.